Hey, it's Femke here. In this video, I am going to take you through the benchmarking of meta questioning. Now, there are several different modules where you're going to be learning more about meta questioning. In the matrix model, you'll be learning of it in meta stating a little bit. And also the axis of change. Meta questioning is really infused in all of the areas and all of the models of meta coaching. And so this is really one of the foundations of meta coaching. Without this skill, there is really no meta coaching. So, meta questioning, we do this from a state of exploration. What is it specifically that we're looking for? Well, like I mentioned, one of the reasons why we want to ask meta questions is to uncover frames that are operating outside of awareness in your client that drive their state and that drive their behavior in a particular context. So that's one. But we also want to use meta questions to create, for example, enough motivation, enough drive to make a change. We want to use it to get our client to make a decision by quality controlling the present state and the desired state and what needs to change. So there's a lot of opportunities to ask meta questions. Meta questions are questions that go in and up. So that's important to kind of stick to that meta questions go in and up. So let's take a look at the design of meta questions. So it's to curiously question and explore the meanings and frames which are not obvious, which are in the back of the mind, so the client feels as if on an inward journey of discovery, expanded self-awareness, and a safe vulnerability, which is also where supporting and listening comes in. So this is about asking your client's higher level of thinking or feeling and inviting your client to explore those higher frames of mind to determine what is being held in mind as your client thinks and feels about his or her thinking and feeling. So you're basically probing to the patterned thinking that governs an experience. So what actually drives someone's state and someone's behavior? Because once you change that, and once you can grab a hold of that, that's where you get the leverage point for change. What we're looking for in terms of meta questioning is that those questions are grounded. So basically, that means grounding it means that you are repeating the words of your client's state or experience and inquire about their thinking and feeling about that primary state. So it needs to relate to that primary state. An example of this is when you consider the state of appreciation, what belief would support you staying in that state when you are working with clients? So your client may lose the sense of appreciation when they are working with clients and something comes up. There's an objection. And so when they get an objection, they may lose that state and they want to hold on to the state of appreciation. So then you can ask that question, when you consider the state of appreciation, what belief would support you staying in that state when working with your clients? So essentially, grounding means that you're relating it to something specific, to a primary state. We also want you to ask that question congruently so that there's no hesitation and to move the conversation to the frame or the meta state governing the primary experience. So if you're going to do that with hesitation, your client is not going to go in and up because it's not going to be directive in that sense. It also needs to be relevant. You can shoot off so many different meta questions, but if they're not relevant, they don't count. So that's really important to know. Because we are always looking for and listening for How does this relate to the outcome that your client sets for themselves? So this is about inquiring about second and third level thinking about what a client wants for an outcome. Who do you need to be in your identity in order to make your dream for opening a coaching practice come true? So who do you need to be? So that's the level, it's a meta level of identity. So you'll look through the eyes of identity at your dream for opening a coaching practice. So that's relevant to the outcome. We also listen for you detecting frames. So identifying two or more levels of ideas about an experience and checking to see if the client recognizes those levels. So this really is about listening for beliefs that your client may be saying, and they're so natural, they don't even question it. And that's where it gets tricky, because if you buy into what they are saying and you match that, then you're unable to detect those frames. So you want to be taking that step back. And what is my client saying? Are they stating a belief? So that you can feed those back, and that's detecting, feeding them back, and checking with your client, do you recognize that? Is this a frame that you have? Now, as you go up the layers and ask about multiple layers of beliefs about beliefs, then it becomes complex. So that's, what do you believe about that decision to access the flow state? So I have at a primary level the flow state, and then I have a decision about that flow state, and then I have a belief about the decision about that flow state. So that's really layering it and making it complex. So that's a higher level skill of meta-questioning. Another higher level skill is frame by implication questions. So we would call that FBI questions. So you're basically, with that question, implying something. So as an example, how surprised will you be to discover that your commitment to being compassionately challenging will begin to show up in your everyday conversations? In order to answer this question, your client needs to accept that they're going to be surprised when they discover that their commitment to being compassionately challenging will begin to show up in their everyday conversations. So that already interjects the premise. And so that's based, because we want to kind of do that based on our client's values, outcomes, dreams, etc., that they said that they need or want. So it's presupposing something, a resource that they have already stated that they want. Now, this is really tricky, because one thing that I know of coaches is that to get to that higher level of meta questioning, either they start to just, you know, throw in meta questions without it being relevant, or, and this is what I've heard as well, they start asking FBI questions. How surprised will you be? And the client, and it's not relevant. So the client says, well, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be relieved. So you, in order to get to this level, you really have to get your listening and supporting skills in place so that you will have picked up what it is that they want, and you can interject those resources, not your own. So that makes a big difference, and you need to be listening and supporting first. There's also an in-depth exploration, so probing 5 to 10 times into the layers of thoughts in the back of the mind and getting to the higher layers so that you can get to that highest frame of mind. So we'll be listening to that, another high level skill, and also quality controlling. So questions to put your client at choice point in thinking about the quality or value of an experience. So how is this serving you? Does this serve you as a human being? Would courage to be resilient enhance your sense of self? So that's a quality control question. Let's take a look then at what the levels R for meta questioning. So at a level zero, what we're doing is mind reading. There's only primary meta questions, no questions that go in and up and ask about beliefs or values or ideas. And it's mind reading that you already know those levels, that you already know what someone is thinking and feeling in the back of their mind. Level one, you're asking meta questions, but they're irrelevant. They're not timed right. So they're not related to the outcome. So while then they are meta questions, they do not enhance the coaching conversation. And so that's at a level one. At a level two, you're asking meta questions, but they're not grounded. So you would ask questions like, what do you believe about that? So then you're not really relating it to a primary state. You're kind of leaving it wide open. What do you believe about yourself? Okay, so what do you believe about yourself in this coaching conversation? Or in a coaching conversation, if that's where your client is struggling, you know, or when you have an argument with your husband or wife. So then you're relating it, then you're grounding it to a context, to something primary. If you don't do that, it's ungrounded, and then that takes away from the skill of meta questioning. At a level 2.5, we're listening for one meta question every 2 minutes. So in a 25 minute coaching session, we're looking for 12 to 13 meta questions. To take it to a level three, they need to be grounded, relevant, and timely. And then it becomes a case of volume, so asking more meta questions. Because at a level 2.5, we're also listening for them to be grounded, relevant, and timely. 12 to 13 in a 25-minute coaching session. So the higher level skills at a level 3.5, we count FBI questions where you interject premises. We count detecting frames that are presented, and we count layering questions. So taking it up the layers and not just like the first level or the second level or third level beliefs, but really taking it up to that highest frame that is operating. Now that's the skill of meta questioning. Like I mentioned, meta questioning is infused in all of the models. You will want to familiarize yourself with the meta questions. So be looking out for the Diamond of Consciousness. There will be a video on the Diamond of Consciousness. So access that, listen to that, so that you will get familiar with all of the different kinds of meta questions that you can ask in a coaching conversation, and also where that takes you and why. Also, the Axis of Change is really great to start understanding more about the use of meta questions in a coaching conversation, and that will be in one of the models or modules in your program. If you have any questions, please post them on Facebook so that others can learn from it as well. And until next time, go out, practice hard, and have fun. Bye.